I've become just more aware that I don't understand my emotions as much as I'd like to. What would be your recommendation for someone who wants to grow in that and just understanding the fluctuation of the yo-yo that can go on in our hearts?
Oh, that's such a good question. Honestly, I find there's an epidemic, to use that word, of Christians who have no idea how to access their emotions in a healthy way. So there's one way that I find really helpful for people that don't know how to do that, and it's the three R's. So the first one is to recognize. So recognize how you're feeling. You know, I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling overwhelmed. Name it. Sometimes an emotion wheel can help if you just don't know the words you're looking for. But recognizing how you feel is the first step. The second one is to respond. So if I'm sad, maybe I need to cry. Maybe I need to talk to someone. If I'm angry, you know, maybe I need to vent. Maybe I need to talk to God about it and pour out my frustrations in a safe way. You know, if I'm anxious, maybe I need to meet some needs because maybe I'm afraid because of good reason. Who knows, right? So we respond to how we feel. And the last one is to reset. So feeling emotions can be draining and tiring. So then we take care of ourselves. We can either use some healthy distraction, do some self-care, exercise, have a nap if your schedule allows for it. Sometimes just being kind to ourselves to reset. So recognize, respond, and reset can help people access their emotions and process them in a healthy way.
Mm. What percentage of your clients would come to you when they can't recognize what's going on?
Oh, maybe 85%.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people come, they just know they're struggling, but they don't know really why or how to cope with it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say that often from that place of you helping them recognize or other counselors helping them recognize, they're then able to recognize better in the future?
Absolutely. I use a lot of statistics. I probably ballpark a lot of them too much. But I say that 80% of the battle is awareness. If we know why we're feeling the way we are, if we know what we're feeling, that's a big part of the battle. It's when we walk around not connected with ourselves, not connected with others, unaware of how much we're carrying, how much stress we're holding on to, that's when we really struggle, when we really suffer. When we're aware, we can start to heal.
What would you tell the gentlemen who are listening? Because typically, we're not as good with our emotions and not as good at being aware.
Yeah, in my experience, and there's some stereotype to this, but there's actually a lot of sound science on this. Men tend to compartmentalize more than women.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, I think it's more gray matter. They have either more gray matter or more white matter than women in their brains. So literally, it's more the engineer type way of thinking. You have boxes. You even have empty boxes,
yeah, that's
which
right.
Women cannot understand.
That's right. That's a funny little spiel.
Yeah, I have no such thing as an empty box. But compartmentalization is often how men feel. So one way that men can access their emotions is actually paying attention to their body. So first noticing how they physically feel. I feel tension in my chest. I feel a sinking feeling in my stomach. My arms feel really agitated and tense. Guys can get more in tune with that sometimes than their emotions, but by paying attention to the physiological sensations, sometimes you can unlock the emotional feelings underneath those.